Been looking forward to this next interview for some time now. And you know what? UFOs keep popping up in the news a little bit more and more. So let's dive in and talk about a new documentary that's out. It's called The Program. Director of that documentary is James Fox. He's on with us now. James, welcome to Talk 107.3. How are you, man?
Oh, thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Glad to have you on. Glad to be having this conversation because I feel like more and more we're getting away from sci-fi and over to reality. Like, are we about to cross a pretty big threshold here?
I think we crossed it.
Expound upon that, please.
Yeah, well, we've had three congressional hearings, open congressional hearings, two of which people testified under oath that the United States government has definitive proof that we're not alone and that there's a crash retrieval program. I don't think you can overstate, one can overstate the significance of that. And this has all happened in the last 3 years.
So getting from this point to the point of, how do I put this? Just public acceptance, public consumption. How do we get there?
Yeah. No, it's not. And it's all rather shocking, right? It's
right.
Like, I've been investigating the phenomenon for 30 years. I'm on my 6.5 documentary. I can't believe I'm saying that. This is even hard for me to process because it is happening rather quickly. And sometimes I laugh because I go out in public and I look around and I think, my God, the vast majority of people have absolutely no idea what's going on right now. There's an unprecedented bipartisan push by our elected officials to find out what the intel agencies really know about the phenomenon. And it's coming out, right? And so I think it's going to be shocking. It's going to be shocking for a lot of people, particularly those that haven't been paying attention, because I get the argument all the time. They go, if it were true, it would have leaked out. It's like, well, I can give you multiple examples of how things have leaked out since the 40s all the way up to modern day. But we've reached a tipping point, in my opinion, someone who's been investigating this for 30 years, that I don't think they're putting the genie back in the bottle.
So leak is one thing, but turning the faucet full force is another, and I feel like that's where we're going. So that brings us up to the documentary. Tell me all about what we're going to learn in the program.
So I did a film called The Phenomenon, mm-hmm. and that really was designed to give a sort of relatively detailed history of the phenomenon and the relationship between the phenomenon and the government agencies and the policies, the various policies that we've had over the decades, and really kind of allow the audience, a much more mainstream audience, to understand what's been going on since the late 40s up to relatively modern day, to 2020. We hint on some potential, crash cases like Roswell, and we touch on the possibility that that there are some government agency that might be in possession of physical technology, physical proof. We hint on it, but we kind of leave the audience hanging. I had Senate Majority Leader at the time, Harry Reid, he was retired. I interviewed him, and he said what's been released, implying that what was reported on the front page of the New York Times is merely the tip of the iceberg. And then I kind of like left that and had to go back to a previous case that I'd been investigating on and off for 12 years, and that was an alleged UFO crash that occurred in Varginha, Brazil, back in 1996. And I investigated that on and off, at least 12 years, maybe probably approaching 14 years at this point. And I found out towards the last trip when I made the film Moment of Contact, because a Brazilian flight control officer came forward and said that he had witnessed firsthand the United States Air Force plane that flew in from the United States, landed without Brazilian government authorization in a place called Campinas, had a couple helicopters fly out to a place in Virginia, which is allegedly where this UFO crash and alien bodies were recovered, fly back from Virginia to Campinas, loaded up on the plane and fly back to the States. And the reason why I'm covering this stuff to you right now is that the program has been more personal, and I was going to go after this this story and the connection between the potential crash retrieval stuff and concrete, bodies and material before David Grush came forward, because I had put out the film months before David Grush testified in the second congressional hearing, mind you, under oath, that there is such a crash retrieval program and that biologics and materials have been recovered. But David Grush opened the door and made that a lot easier for me because, again, he made the assertion that the U.S. government has recovered these materials and it's been an ongoing, decades-long program. And so the program explores behind the scenes, also in front of the scenes, what's been going on for the last, since 2017, up to modern day, the congressional hearings behind the scenes of this unprecedented push by a bipartisan group of lawmakers to find out what the intelligence agencies really know.
I've got so much to unpack from all this. I do want to ask you the follow-up question of, when you say biologics, what does that mean?
Well, that was the terminology that David Grush used when implying that bodies, alien bodies, were recovered from specific crash sites.
The efforts going on Congress right now, are they, and they are bipartisan efforts, are they efforts to learn more or to figure out a way to release this information in something that's going to be palatable and not cause a panic?
Well, I can't say exactly what these group of bipartisan lawmakers know. One of the things that I do know, because I did follow-up interviews with Burchett, Representative Burchett from Tennessee, who spearheaded one of the second with Luna and Mace and Garcia and Moskowitz, who spearheaded the second UFO hearing, which was absolutely extraordinary. That was when David Grush, he basically revealed that that there's been so let me back up for a second here, because a lot of people are like, oh, he's a psyop, and you know, David Grush, I can remind your audience, he was tasked with the objective by Congress to go find out. He was provided the necessary clearances to go find out. This was a several years long investigation, what the intelligence agency really knew. And he pulled back the curtain and he found a crash retrieval program. And then he was suddenly fearful for his life. And so he needed to go public as quickly as possible, which is what he did. And, you know, I have to remind your audience, I don't know how well versed they are in the topic, but he testified under oath. There are consequences for lying to Congress under oath, that the U.S. government has got definitive proof that we're not alone. And I think that the lawmakers have been trying to get him into a skiff now for well over a year since he testified in July of 2023. But I'm told that David, and again, this guy Brian Bender, who was a contributing editor to Politico, he's been on the Hill for 20 years, and he goes, you know, I'll tell you right now, if Congress finds out, the public's going to find out, because one thing that we all know on the Hill here for reporting is that Congress can't keep secrets. So the intel communities have been doing everything, the DOD has been doing everything they can to prevent Grush from going into a skiff with the lawmakers to reveal the classified portion of what he knows to these lawmakers. So that hasn't happened yet. However, David Grush has provided, according to him, the details necessary to verify what he's claiming to the current ICIG, the Inspector General of the Intelligence Community, Thomas Mannheim. So I'm a little surprised that we haven't subpoenaed him to have him come testify under oath, because he's got the street address to where the stuff is.
We got less than a minute left with James Fox, the director of the program. James, I felt through the documentary like you go a long way not to make your own assertions, but to lean on others who, for lack of a better term, are kind of in charge. Was that a very intentional effort?
Well, you know, I've been very skeptical over the decades of making assertions that, you really can't back up. But I feel like in this particular case, if I was presenting this argument to a jury, that we definitely have put forth enough a preponderance of eyewitness testimony and documentation that something truly inexplicable is taking place, and that there's a very strong argument to be made that they're covering up the fact that we're not alone.
Where can folks find it?
Amazon, Apple TV, and you can find me on X at James C. Fox. at James, C as in Charlie Fox, and I post other various platforms like Vimeo and Fandango and on that site. But Apple and Amazon.
Once again, the documentary is called The Program. He is director James Fox. Thank you so much for a couple minutes today.
Appreciate you having me on.